بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه، صدق الله العظيم. Ellen dear brothers, honorable Hafaz, the Quran. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has a system in the world. And everything we find around us, Allah Ta'ala has placed a value. Recently we heard the value of the gold that is going up, the value of the silver that is going up. People are rushing to buy. Those that bought before, now they see we are coining it. Big profit involved. This is dunya system. Insan attach value to it, he understands the value of dunya. The value of a'mal, the value of deen, the value of Qur'an Sharif, which has come directly from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of the value. And more importantly, the Hafiz al-Kiram, the one that has memorized Qur'an Sharif, for him to understand his own value. What Allah has given me right now, that those that have been chosen to memorize the Qur'an Sharif, whether myself, or my son, or someone in the family, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the heart of that youngster to become the mirror of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That inshallah ta'ala instilled in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has chosen my son, my child, my heart, to become the mirror of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The value Allah has given to Qur'an Sharif, those that memorize Qur'an, make amal upon Qur'an, bring Qur'an in their lives, what is their value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Gold and silver, we know the value. Rand and sand, we know the value. But the value of the hafiz of Qur'an, what Allah has given to him. Allah, give me the understanding, give you the understanding. So we understand what is the value in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just to understand, those young boys would be elderly also. They left their homes and came to madrasa. Left their homes, left their country, left their comfort, and traversed land with the air, road. When they left home on the nisbat and the connection of Qur'an Sharif, that which came directly from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and now you are in the path of Allah to learn the kalam of Allah. Is that something small? Even the youngster at home that is going to the local madrasa to learn Qur'an Sharif, whether maktab, madrasa, his class. There's a riwayat that mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the hearts of people. When Allah chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the final Nabi, Khatamun Nabiyyin, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah chose Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, chose Makkah Mukarramah, chose Madina Munawwara. Then Allah looked at the hearts of mankind. Allah looked at the hearts of mankind, and Allah chose the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to be the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they will be the ones that will be the scribes of Quran, the scribes of Wahi. They will memorize the Quran from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will take it further. Ulama say in the same way, in every period of time, in every period of time, Allah looks at the heart of the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah chooses those hearts to be the ones that will preserve the kalam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They are chosen, Ahl Quran wa khasatuhu. They are the people of Quran. They are the special ones of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who we call VIP, or VV, very, very important people. They are chosen. For you and me to understand, in my home, if my child has been chosen to leave home to come to the madrasa, or to leave home every morning and go to the hifz class, there's something special happening in my home every night. And Allah chose first my son to become a hafiz al-Quran. It means Allah's special nazar and glance fell upon my home and chose the heart of my son. The Sahaba Ikram were chosen for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My son, my daughter has been chosen to become the companion of the Qur'an Sharif. Something is happening in my home every night. When the Hafiz al Quran sits at night, that is why it's so important for the parents. The most sacrifice is for the parents of the Hafiz al Quran. If only they understand, Allah has chosen my home and my son. How important for me now to make the home conducive to Quran tilawat. The food of my child, what will be part of his diet, what food will he eat? It cannot be outside food. Wholesome, healthy, halal. And where the mother cooks are thicker and thicker. In days or before, when the child was not behaving at home, became destructive and disruptive. Today the child becomes destructive and disruptive, breaking things at home, has no adab, disruptive, calling his mother by her name, and sometimes emptying the shampoo in the bathroom. And in our zamana we see the child is cute. Make him a YouTuber. Upload it, see how cute he is. He becomes destructive and disruptive. He needs tarbiyat now. But we don't understand now the teaching of Quran Sharif. Now to nurture him, to teach him respect, adab. So when that child has been chosen in my home to become a hafiz of Quran, what is happening in my home? How important for the parents now to make the environment in the home conducive for his Quran? Whether it be weekend, whether a weekday, that my child now, the environment in the home is the environment of Quran Sharif. There is no distraction. There is no distraction for the child. The most qurbani for the parents, for the next 4 or 5 years of our lives, now we are dedicated to the tarbiyat and the Quran of my child, and then life thereafter. Life thereafter. The child is dressing also, becoming a hafiz of Quran, but unfortunately when he comes to the weekend, then his crown is out also, there is no topi. If you look in the ahadith, there's more than 250 narrations in regards to just the topi and the headgear of Rasulullah ﷺ. More than 250 riwayat. Just on the headgear and the topi, the style, the color, winter, summer, safar, journey at home, hadar, what times of the headgear Nabi Ali Salatu Salam wore. More than 250 riwayat. For the Hafiz of the Quran on the weekend and the topi is out. And the pants below the ankles. Your ulama say the reward and the promise of virtue for the Hafiz of the Quran is that the one that only memorized the Quran. If the Quran is not in his life, then he will say that he has memorized the Quran. Is that a Hafiz? Hafiz means the one that has preserved the Quran, not only in memory but in action also. If it's only in memory, he will say he memorized the Quran. He memorized the scriptures. But he's not living it. When he brought it into his life, now he's living the Quran Sharif. And he's trying his best. We'll say he's a Hafiz. And in our localities also, we'll find certain people, the title sticks to them. When we call them, we'll say Hafiz Muhammad. Because his life has become like this. He's only become a Hafiz. Somebody might think he's an alim also. No, he's a Hafiz. Because he dresses like a Hafiz. He's in the masjid for Salah. He's reading Quran Sharif after Salah. He's a Hafiz of Quran. And he knows the Quran Sharif also. Virtue is for that Hafiz. من أحل حلاله وحرم حرامه. Whatever is halal, he regards as halal. What is haram, he regards as haram. He's a Hafiz of Quran. Virtue is for him. Shouldn't be that becoming a Hafiz becomes just a trend, a fashion. My daughter has become Hafiza, my son has become Hafiz al-Quran. But is the Quran in his life? Is he living the Quran Sharif? Is Fajr Salah in his life? Is he reading Quran Sharif every day? Hussein Ali mentioned that in his class he should have an undertaking. That when the boy comes to madrasa, then he must sign an undertaking. That after I qualify as a Hafiz, I will read 3 paras every day. Otherwise, don't make him a Hafiz. If he can't read 3 paras every day, then he's not qualified to become a Hafiz of Quran. He should make one khatam every 10 days. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was called by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to receive wahi. So that ليلة وأتممناها بعشر. It was called for 30 nights of Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. Come for 30 nights spent by Allah تبارك وتعالى, وحي will come to you, revelation. Then he completed it by 10 nights, no, made it 40. Some ulama say there's some indication over here that in every 30 days the hafiz should finish, every 10 days the hafiz should finish 30 paragraphs of Quran Sharif. Every 10 days, he went for 30 nights, completed 10. Then every 10 days he should finish 30 paras, meaning 3 paras a day. There's effect in it. His Quran will be preserved. So what's happening in my home right now every night? Allah has chosen that the young boy, he has to preserve Quran Sharif. When the child is sitting down to learn his sabak at night, understand, my dear brothers, what's happening in my home right now. Under the verse of this ayat, tafsir, ulama explain, inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Qiyamah, Allah explains, in regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension the ummah, inna alayna, verily, wa ta'akid and emphasis upon us, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, jam'ahu. Jam'ahu means to collect, to put together. Allah says it is our responsibility to collect it together. Jam'ahu, jam'a al-Qur'an. To collect the Qur'an Sharif together in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa Qur'ana, and to enable him to recite the Qur'an Sharif. Allah says it is our responsibility that you will preserve Qur'an in your heart, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will enable you to recite the Qur'an. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ. So when we do recite the Qur'an, by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam being the messenger in between, فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ. Thereafter when he recites, then you should follow his recitation. ثُمَّا بِالتَّرَاخِي. ثُمَّا فُو دِلَي. Thereafter, it is our responsibility, alayna bayana, to make the Qur'an clear, to make bayan of Qur'an, to explain the Qur'an Sharif. Falamati under this ayat, this glass sliding. For the mu'allim of Qur'an, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, the best of you is the one that learns Qur'an and teaches Qur'an. The one that teaches Qur'an, learns Qur'an, is the best of people. Our Honorable Shaykh, Muzam Abdul Hamid Sa'ad al-Barakatuh, says, whether people believe it or accept it or not, already he is the best. The Hafiz is the best. And the Mu'allim, teacher of Qur'an, is the best. He has the highest degree in the entire universe. There is no higher degree than that. Atul Nubuwat, Abdiyat, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, khayyurukum, you are the best. The same ustaz sitting for years behind the desk. Don't give him a second look also. And the boys are coming and going. Nabi of Allah said, he's the best. How many paras a day he's listening to? How many paras a day? Listening to wahi, 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 revelation, revelation, revelation. And the boys are reciting to him. His heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khayyurukum. Allah says, it is our responsibility to collect the Qur'an together in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to enable him to recite the Qur'an. In this, there is bishara, there is great tidings for the mu'allim al-muta'allim, for the student of Qur'an and the teacher of Qur'an. Alayna jam'ahu, Allah takes a promise upon ourselves, our responsibility. We will collect the Qur'an in the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and by extension, those ummatis of yours that will come to al-qiyamah, we will choose their hearts from different homes, different places, different lands. And what we did within your heart, we'll do within their heart also. We'll collect the Qur'an in their hearts. Understand, my dear brothers, my son at night sits to learn his Qur'an Sharif, whether in the dining room or the kitchen. He shouldn't sit in his room alone. Sit in a public area, open area, where we can see the child learning the Qur'an, he will get distracted. The parent has to sit there also, has to monitor him. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came, monitored Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Don't rush, relax. لا تحرك به لسانك. Don't move your tongue. Take it easy. Allah will enable you to memorize it.
The parent has to be there to monitor the child. Can't leave him on his own. He learnt it, sabaka, he learnt it. Now he can go and sleep or take the cell phone. He has to be there. And listen to his sabak thereafter. Parent has to listen to the child's sabak to give him confidence for the next morning. So Allah says, I will collect the Quran in the hearts of the little children of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is our responsibility. What's happening in my home right now, ulama say, as if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has chosen my son's heart, and with the qalam, the qalam il wahi, with the qalam and the pen of revelation and wahi, that night the child is learning his sabak for the first time, and he is repeating the ayat, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْذِكْرِ 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 repeating, repeating. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the pen of wahi is writing the ayat and verses in the heart of my son tonight. It's happening right now. It's being inscribed right now in his heart. When he goes in the morning to the madrasa, and he sits there at the Hibz Ustaz, and he starts his sabak, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم and now he starts reading his sabak. And when he gets stuck, as the Hibz Ustaz, when the boy gets stuck, what he does? He's looking towards the sky. As if Jibreel is going to come down now. He's waiting. And then all of a sudden he gets it, and now he's flying again. Ulama say, where is it preserved? Where is the memory bank? Take that young boy for a scan, MRI scan, CAT scan, scan his brain, scan his heart, scan his body. With X-ray of his entire body also, you won't find one alif or ba, ta or sa anywhere in his body. Where is it preserved right now? Your heart is by Allah. Allah has chosen your heart. There's nothing better for you now. Your life has become Quran Sharif. He looks up and Allah opens it again. As long as there's no haram in his life, the food is wholesome and halal, environment at home is of taqwa, iman. Allah will preserve the Quran not only till Taraweeh Salah, or till his khatm Quran, his jalsa. Your ulama say the Quran is to be so pakka, to be so solid. And this, as parents, we have to understand also. The boy just finished his Quran Sharif, and we go to the Hibz Ustaz, he's finished now, next year back to school. As if now, by the way, just a detour is very important. He has to go back to school. Whatever his door, we'll see in the afternoon, he'll come, maybe a little while in the morning. When the boy finishes the Hibz, understand, my dear brothers, this is the only time in his life to make door. There's no other time. This is the only time for him to make door in his life. There's no time thereafter, as the boy is becoming ulama and alims also. Once you start the alim course, there is no time for Quran as we had in the Hibz class. It never happens again. Now the only time the parents to be fair to the child is Quran has to become solid. How solid? Oh my son, your Quran has to be so solid and so pakka till it lasts you, till you put your foot in Jannah. Then you can relax. Not only you, but you're going to hold your kurta also. You will put all of us together. Every two paras will be minimum. So finally, when you go to Jannah with you, now you can relax now. So in dunya, it's not only till Taraweeh, not only till the Jalsa and Khatam. Till you put your foot in Jannah, your Quran is to continue. To deliver you in your qabr, the day of Qiyamah, we will come looking for you also because you are promised intercession. Till you get into Jannah. It is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to collect the Quran in the house of the Huffaz. Wa Qur'ana, and to enable them to recite the Quran. Ya ulama say this bishara, and this glad tidings to the Qurra. That Allah put into their tongue the different modes of Quran Sharif, Sab'a Qirat, Ashara Qirat. Allah will preserve it on the tongues of the Qurra. They will be the ones. Thumma, and every period of time, the Taraqi. In every period of time, Allah says, it is our responsibility that you will create the ulama and that will make bayan of Quran. Will explain Quran according to the period of time and zamana. What is needed right now, Allah will instill within the heart. From here, ulama explain and they say, that that maktab ustaz, that maktab ata, one person had ishkal objection. Ulama, 7 years you're studying, 6 years you are studying, what is your maktab? Well, apa can do the job. Ali Ba Tasa. They can do better things than that. Inna lillah. That maktab ustaz or apa, that alim that studied 7 years also teaching in the maktab Ali Ba Tasa, you are part of the divine plan of Allah. This is the divine plan of Allah. You've been hired already. Jama'ahu wa Qur'ana. Inna alayna bayana. In all of these ayats over here will come the maktab ustaz and maktab apa. You're not working for the community or for the trustees or for the masjid. You're working for Allah. Allah has chosen you to teach these children Quran Sharif. Whether it's the maktab ustaz or apa, whether it's the qari teaching qiraat or the alim giving bayan. This is the divine plan of Allah to preserve Quran till Qiyamah. You're in the divine plan of Allah. So we have to understand, my dear brothers, when it comes to hifz of Quran, what a virtue that Allah has given his ummah. That my child has been accepted, I've been accepted to memorize Quran Sharif. Now I have to live Quran, I have to drink Quran, eat Quran. Few weeks ago, I received a message. The number wasn't saved on the phone. Didn't open the message. Then I received a phone call. Then I see the name that's displayed. Is a friend from school and very affluent background. And when I see his number, I remembered which family he had come from. Wasn't a Muslim. Surname Pandit, Brahmin caste, the highest caste you can get in among the Hindus. Even they control the temples and the padris and the priests. He phones me, I see the number. Salaam alaikum, Mr. How are you? Don't know how to reply. Assalamu alaikum. I said, after how many years are you speaking? After maybe 30, 40 years. How are you keeping? He said, Alhamdulillah. I said, you don't know the terms in Islam? He said, I've got a bit of a problem. So what's the problem? Now usually in the masjid, or somebody will say, Marana, I've got a problem. For an addiction. Say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Now what do I do now? Say, I've got an addiction. They tell me I have an addiction. I said, now you've fooled me after so many years, how you got my number? Now what must I do? I said, what's your addiction? Say, I'm addicted to Quran Sharif. Say, Subhanallah. I said, Shivan? So I become a Muslim. I said, you, from that background, multi-millionaire family, driving the cars, living the life. He said, what can I tell you? He said, tell me your story. He said, I studied the scriptures, the Hindu scriptures. But I found nothing, it was empty. Everything was contradictory, even in the temple also. Then I studied the Bible. I enjoyed it. When I went to the priest, so he explained to me, the Bible, he didn't understand also. Then there was hollowness. Then I said, I have to read the Quran. So where do I get the Quran? So he said, one day I went to a certain shop to do some work. And on the table I see a book that looks like a Quran. So I asked the person, what is that? He said, the Quran. He said, can I buy it? He said, no, we're giving it for free. He said, no, I pay for it. You can have it. He said, I took the Quran and I ran home, I rushed home. And I opened it. And he said, I began to read, and I read, and I read, and I read. I made 2 khatams of Quran like that. 2 khatams of Quran. Quran tarjumah and translation. As a Hindu. By the 2nd khatam, he says, my heart was in love already. My heart was in love, and he says, I got addicted. I love Quran. I eat Quran, I drink Quran, I listen Quran, I speak Quran. Everything is Quran Sharif. I say, how much you learn of Quran? And then he starts surah. He says, surah, surah, and surah number. Verse so and so, la ikraha fi deen. There's no compulsion. And he's quoting Quran. Ayat upon ayat. So 2 years only. So I'm addicted to that. I can't do without it. When I meet anyone, I speak Quran. When I'm eating food, I'm reading Quran Sharif. I'm listening to Quran Sharif. The sweetness of Quran. Allah has given us Quran Sharif. Allah has given us a love for Quran. This is a new Muslim came into deen. And what is enjoying in Quran Sharif? Are we enjoying on the cell phone? The time is going in cell phone. That happens to Quran also. To love Quran, to read Quran, to love Quran Sharif. But this is the promise of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That those that will love Quran, what Allah has kept for them. That the special ones of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And those youngsters that have made the Qurbani and have left home and come to the madrasa to learn Quran Sharif. To those who before that left home, the sacrifice they made for Quran, for ilm deen, what sacrifices they made, and how Allah Ta'ala made them shine in the world for deen, for Quran, for hadith. They left behind what sacrifices were made by them. And the rewards Allah Ta'ala has kept for them is mentioned about Abdul Rahman bin Qasim, rahmatullah alayhi. He left Spain in the time of Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Malik was born 94 Hijri, 14 years after Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. So very close to the time of Sahaba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdul Rahman bin Qasim, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, I came to learn Quran and Hadith from Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi, Madina Munawwara. I came from Spain. Hardly any Islam there. No sciences of Quran or Hadith. He said, when I came to Madina Munawwara and I saw the setup of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, it was shandar, it was majestic, great ulama, like how we see the shura of the world, senior muhaddithin, fuqaha, commentators of Hadith, and jurists, all gathered together. And I was a young man. But I came with a purpose. I came with a purpose. I left Spain all the way. Left my parents, left my family behind, left my wife behind. But I came to learn Quran and Hadith. And then he says, somehow I got a chance finally to get to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. Always busy. When he's walking somebody with him, when he's sitting someone with him, before Salah, after Salah, all the time busy in the khidmat of deen. Finally, I got a gap, I got a chance. And I grabbed his hand and I said to him, oh Imam Malik, I have come from Spain all the way to Madina Munawwara. I have come to learn Hadith and Quran. Can you give me some time? See, the Imam stands. He thinks, I don't have any time right now. How can I gap you in? So far you have come with talab and desire, with sacrifice behind you. Those young boys are left their homes and their comforts. And we know the mothers and they leave them. Send them away, what's going to the mother's heart? Mera beta. What is going to eat? Where is going to sleep? Where is going to bath? What is going to do? So he left and he came. The mother is crying, the child is crying. And Allah hears those cries also. We have to preserve those cries and make dua. Allah accept our progenies for him. The Malik says, the only time I can give you is when I just finish my tahajjud salah, between tahajjud and the Iqamah of Fajr Namaz. It's the only time I have for you. So I'll be there. He will take his baby every day. And he will open the door of Malik rahmatullah alayhi and he will sit there the entire night making muraja'a, going over his work, takar and mutala. And just when Imam Malik will finish his tahajjud salah, then the khadimah, his slave girl, will open the door and this young boy would enter. This young boy would enter. For how long? For how long this continued? For 17 long years. 17 years in the pursuit of ilm. He left Spain never to go back in 17 years. He said one night something strange happened. I was tired and fatigued. And sitting there to bring over my work, I fell asleep. And suddenly I feel someone nudging me to wake me up. So I woke up startled. The same girl nudged me with her foot and she says, have you come to study? My Malik is gone for just Salah, you missed the class. She said, Inna. She said, what kind of a student are you? You fell asleep at sabak time. The Imam, for the last 50 years, has read his Fajr Salah with wuzu of Isha. For 50 years, you fell asleep, 17 years only you are here. How are you going to shine in the world? When the sacrifice was made, 17 years, on the 17th year, the Hajjis are returning from Makkah Mukarramah. And he says, you'll go out to meet the Hujjaj, you'll come to Medina Munawwara. The Hujjaj from Egypt, Qafla of Hujjaj from Egypt, they had returned, they were coming to Medina Munawwara. And he went out to meet them. And among them, there was one rider among them who was asking about Abdul Rahman bin Qasim, Rahmatullah Alayh. And he was asking the attendants of Malik, do you know this man Abdul Rahman bin Qasim? They said, I shouted out, it is me, who are you? The young man came towards him. He had a scarf on his head and his face. All his eyes were exposed. He said, I am Abdul Rahman bin Qasim, who are you? So he opened his scarf. So Abdul Rahman bin Qasim, when I see the youthful young boy, he said that hadith came to mind, Arwahu junnum mujannada. That the Arwah met before in Jannah. He said, I met this boy before. So when the eyes met, he said, I felt a pull in my heart. Then the boy says, that, oh, Abdul Rahman bin Qasim, I am your son, that you left my mother at the time when she was expecting me 17 years ago. I am 17 now. I have come to look for you. This was a qurbani for knowledge. The child he never saw was born when he left his wife, 17 years later the child was looking for the father. So what qurbani were made that Allah Ta'ala has kept with his ummah in the pursuit of knowledge and ilm. So those boys that finish the Qur'an or appeal to them, don't stop your journey here. Continue to learn the tafsir of Qur'an, meaning of Qur'an Sharif. They send on the musalla and enjoy the Qur'an tilawat. When it comes to the virtues of Qur'an Sharif, my dear brothers, there's mention about the Qur'an Sharif on the day of Qiyamah. The Qur'an will be brought and will say, the Qur'an will say to the reciter, who is to recite the Qur'an as a young boy, or whether he is an elderly person, it's old and young. The Qur'an is easy for everyone. Apply our minds, our hearts. The Qur'an will say to the reciter of Qur'an Sharif, oh my Rabb, adorn him. Now dress him up. Now dress him up. All the fashions and all the trends of this world and brand names, he had no love for it. His brand name was Sunnah. Live by the Sunnah, die by the Sunnah. So ya Allah, today you dress him up, adorn him. So he'll be made to wear a crown of nobility. He wore his Qur'an, he looked his Qur'an and he wore his topi. Now on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, ni'ma al-badal for you. Now the crown will be put on your head. At that time you want a two-length hair to just gel with the friends. Allah says, you gave it up, the two-length hair. You wore the simple topi, you didn't take it out. Today you will show them who really you are. Now the crown will be put on his head. Then the Qur'an will say, oh my Allah, oh my Rabb, give him more. Give him even more. So he will be clothed with a suit of nobility. Then the Qur'an will say, oh Allah, be pleased with him. Ya Allah, be pleased with him. Now I want to please my friends. But the recite of the Qur'an says, I want to please my Allah. Qiyamah the Qur'an will say, Allah, be pleased with him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him. And it will be said to him, recite and rise up. Now read your Qur'an Sharif. And start rising up and be increased in reward with every verse. Now the reward, every harf, every letter, 10 rewards and more. Like this, the Hafiz of Qur'an on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also said that the Qur'an will meet its companion. The Qur'an was his companion on the day of Qiyamah. So important, my dear brothers, especially the Hafiz of Qur'an. Qur'an and music cannot mix together. Qur'an and music cannot mix together. Videos and a photography cannot mix together. There's a doctor in Karachi, he wrote an incident. He says, I witnessed more than 100 people in Sakarat passing away. And few sat in my heart and my mind. In my hospital, there was a young boy, very sick, very ill. Whenever the nurses would turn him over because of pain, he would swear at them. One day I passed his ward and I wanted to greet him. When I entered, I see him listening to music. And I was very hurt. He's so sick. There's no hope of his recovery. and he's listening to music. So I told the young boy, why don't you read the Quran, listen to Quran Sharif? He was very rude, very abrupt. Sometimes swearing, sometimes listening to music. So he told his doctor, who was, mashallah, always in the path of Allah, the effort of da'wah and tabligh. So he mentioned to the doctor, say, I'm a hafiz of Quran, I read enough Quran Sharif. I'm just cooling my brain. I'm just chilling out a little bit. He said, you're asking for Quran, I read enough Quran. So just leave me. Say, pain my heart, how can I get around him? To make him understand, it doesn't mix. And then his health became worse. And finally, he went into Sakarat. I went to his bedside, held his hand. Oh, Hafiz, say La ilaha illallah, say La ilaha illallah. And the only thing that was coming out, gali garoch. They swearing words and the songs you knew. And I'm trying to make him read his Quran, put kalima on his tongue, but he left the world in that condition. Allah save us. If something is serious, what that music will put into the heart, that hypocrisy will remove the Quran Sharif. When Pious Ali says that sometimes when I'm at the robot also, sitting there and someone next to me has some music on, I close the window. But sometimes it catches the ear. But such a pure heart he has. You see, when this little of that music also, whether it be the news sometime, or sometime in the supermarket, that is why we say for the Hafiz of Quran, especially, even those not Hafiz of Quran, we have the fourth kalima, so to say, in the market. Read fourth kalima, read loudly. Or study Yasin Tilawat, read Yasin a little bit loudly. So you combat the music effect, the evil effects of the music. I read the Quran Sharif. When Haqq will come, the Haqq al Batil. When Haqq will come, then the Batil will be removed. So he says, this a little bit of music comes to my ears. He said, I can perceive within my heart certain ayat and verses of Quran Sharif becoming weaker or vanishing also. Just because of the music. I can feel it in my heart. Doesn't mix. So he gave it up. But the real qiyam that Allah will give him. The doctor says, the boy left this world with swearing words and music and songs on his tongue. So on the day of Qiyamah, the Quran will say to the companion, to the reciter of the Quran Sharif, when his grave is open on the day of Qiyamah, he will be in the form of a pale man, the Hafiz of the Quran, the reciter of the Quran. Quran will say to him, do you recognize me? Do you recognize me? The Hafiz of the Quran, the reciter will say, I do not recognize you. He will say, I am your companion. I am your sati, your companion, the Quran who kept you thirsty on hot days. Sometimes we find the boys in madrasa also, after the salah, sometimes they might not have meals, or they come back again, they won't sleep in the afternoon, they got sabak to give. And he read his Quran Sharif. No type of water also, to give my sabak, give my door. I kept you thirsty on hot days, and kept you awake at night. Now Ramadan will come, tomorrow I got certain quarter, I can't sleep tonight. I kept you awake at night. But this refers to Qiyamul Layl. That you stand in Salah and read Quran Sharif. I kept you awake at night. Then the Quran will say to him, every merchant profits from his business, and today you will profit from your hard work. What does it mean, my dear brothers? Sometimes in the Hifz class, the parents will send a message that my son is not coming to class today. Why is he not coming? It's award day in school. It's award day in school. So the boy comes the next day to madrasa, said, MashaAllah, you got an award yesterday in school. I got an award. I said, what kind of award you got? He said, a trophy. So I asked the boy, is it pure gold? He said, no, it's plastic. It's plastic. But they called me in front, all were clapping hands. And I got my award because I got highest marks in certain subjects. So explain to the parents that the real award today is the day of Qiyamah, where the stage will be put up. And then the Hafiz of Quran will be called. Where is your mother? Where is your father? Today is their day today. Leave the plastic trophy. Now be a crown of gold. What a shine, what radiance, more than the sun also. Now all will see who are the parents of this boy. This child, he missed the madrasa that afternoon. Whether he got the award there or not, I'm going to madrasa. I'm preparing for that Jalsa, the day of Qiyamah. Then my parents will be given the crown. That will be the award day. In the madrasa, the boy came from some country in North Africa. Nobody knows where the parents were. Some years ago, we had a Jalsa in a madrasa in Islambe, in a very poor area, on the farmland. The young boy reading his Quran Sharif in the masjid. His parents, non-Muslim, sitting outside on the grass, cane cutters. The boy became a Muslim. 18 months later, he became Hafiz al-Quran. Making dua for the parents, he writes, Allah is sitting outside the masjid in the grass, cane cutters. Allah chose his heart. The Quran will say today, you will be rewarded for your hard work. You will be given dominion in his right hand and eternity in his left hand. A crown of dignity will be placed on his head, and his parents will be clothed with priceless garments, the like of which have never been seen by the people of the world. They will ask, Oh Allah, why have you been clothed with this? It will be said to them, because your son used to recite and adhere to the Quran Sharif. Just because of your child reading Quran, you allowed him to pursue his ta'aleem. You didn't just stop him there. And he lived by the Quran Sharif. And then it will be said to him, recite and ascend up the levels, the mansions of paradise. And he will keep ascending as long as he recites the Quran, be swiftly or slowly. Like this, Allah will make the jalsa on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, the desire should come into my heart that my son, from my home, progenies, Allah has set them for the khidmat of Quran Sharif. What is happening in our homes, the boys finishing the Quran Sharif, duas are accepted. Some riwayah say 4,000 malaika are dispatched to say Ameen upon the duas. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, many ulama ikram and sahaba ikram and tabi'een, Anas ibn Malik would appoint someone in the masjid that just go and walk around and see who's finishing the Quran Sharif, please call me quickly. I want to be there for the dua. To say Ameen, or to make my dua also. And sahaba ikram, they would give importance to this. They, when Quran Khatam would take place, he would just share a few. But upon Quran Khatam, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi finished the Quran Sharif. They were engaged in dua for all the Muslims, male and female. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu would make a person watch over someone finishing Quran. Then on the day of his khatam, he would go and participate in the dua and the khatam of Quran Sharif. But these jalsas would be held in Masjid al-Nabawi also. When Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu was near completion of his own Quran khatam during the night, he would leave a portion till the morning. He wouldn't finish it. Then he would gather his family and complete the Quran Sharif in their presence. So something special. I'm finishing my Quran khatam for the round of mine. When Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu would complete the Quran Sharif, he would gather his children and other members of his home and supplicate and make dua. Umayd al-Arab said, when he recites the Quran Sharif and then makes dua, 4,000 angels say Ameen upon his dua. So now the boys who finish the Quran Sharif, the malaika will be rushing, thronging to say Ameen upon the duas of those that are present. Al-Hakam bin Uthayra rahimahullah said, Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayh called me and said, we send for you because we want to finish the Quran Sharif and make dua. By finishing the Quran, duas are accepted. Therefore we find that when it comes to the khatm al-Quran, that duas are accepted. Now we will experience the khatm al-Quran taking place. Some boys will be finishing the Quran Sharif or Qurbani or sacrifice behind them. They left their homes and they came. How they will be accepted? We make dua for them, for our children also. And just to finish on one incident, one is about Abdul Rahman bin Qasim rahmatullah alayhi. He said about Hisham bin Ammar rahmatullah alayhi, was a young boy. Parents were very poor. But they had desire to send him to Madina Munawwara to study by Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. Parents were in Mashwara. They don't have the means. But you want him to excel in Quran and Hadith. What do we do? Today our fitr, we get a birth, he sent him to varsity. He'll become a doctor. And there was a pride for me. He will earn his sustenance and move ahead. They made mashwara, what do we do? We are a poor couple, only have one home. So we made mashwara, we will sell the house. We will sell the house, and how we will continue thereafter, how we say, mulaqat hoti jannat mein. We need you in jannat of our son. They sold the house, gave him the money, go for Hajj, he goes to Madina Munawwara. Hisham bin Ammar, he goes as a young boy, does Hajj, comes to Madina Munawwara. When he comes from Malik Rahmatullah Ali, he can't get in. The shura of the world is sitting together. And the doorkeeper is there. Can I help you? I came to meet the Imam. What do you want with him? I came to study by him. Just wait here. All elders are sitting together right now. So he waits and he waits and he waits. Not getting a chance. But who sent me? My parents sent me. They sent me to become something. Then he makes a bit of a noise. My Malik hears something happening at the door. What is happening? There's a young boy here who wants to meet you, Imam Malik. Send him in. So he comes in. Then he sees all the ulama ikram sitting there. And now he's dumbstruck. Imam Malik says, can I help you? Now he begins to stutter and stammer. He says, yes, ask what you want. He says, nothing comes to mind. Forgot the questions I wanted to ask also. Then he says, very simply, one question comes to mind. What's the ruling of wudu before salah? Imam Malik smiles at him. That the attendant will tell you also, it's a shart. The precondition for salah to be correct. So he answers him. Then he says, anything else? He says, yes, teach me some hadith. Now, just out of the blue, there's a way to ask also, there's a time to ask. He says, a little later now. He says, no, teach me now. So, Imam Malik Rahmatullah alayhi, he says, well, I will teach you a few, so you recite and I will authorize you. The boy says, I can't remember any hadith. Imam Malik says, hadith. Read. So he tells Imam Malik, hadith ni anta. Or Imam Malik, you read to me, I will listen. Imam Malik recites a few hadith to him. Then he tells the khadim, take him away. Take him away, teach him some adab and respect. So when the khadim takes him away and holds him by the hand, then he begins to start fighting with the khadim. Imam Malik says, calls him back. What happened? He says, they hurt me. And if you don't teach me hadith, Qiyamah Day I'll catch you. Imam Malik, the tables have turned. The Imam Malik says, okay, I will recite to you. And he begins to teach him. The guys will recite to him. And the boy is ecstatic. My parents sent me for this. Imam Malik finishes about 30 ahadith. He says, that's enough. He says, no. He says, what do you want now? He says, where's your attendant? He says, why? They tell you to hit me more. Hit me more, I'll get more hadith from you. Imam Malik fell in love with him. That young boy, we don't even know the parents, but he left his home to study ilm. He's among the asafizah of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. Ya Allah, accept our family, children, and our project, the khidmat of deen. Allah Ta'ala accept. Qadna Quran, we'll take this time, inshaAllah.